You're with RNIB Connect Radio at CSUN 2024, Conference on Technology and Disability, and we are talking about independent travel, and I'm with Dave, with the all-terrain cane, which is now available from RNIB in our Products for Life store. Dave, welcome back, in fact, to RNIB Connect Radio. We first met last summer in Houston at the National Federation of the Blind convention when you introduced me to the all-terrain cane, which is a rugged cane for walking safely off-road, designed to support your weight when you're walking downhill. It's got a huge grip on there and reinforced joints. Fantastic. And you are here, obviously, at CSUN, and you're spreading the word. But just remind listeners a little bit about your story, because you had significant changes in your own eyesight, and you were out on the trail, and you became frustrated, right?
Absolutely. What a day that was. By the way, thank you so much for the opportunity to chat again. Great seeing you again here at CSUN 24. Great memory of that day. Yes, you're absolutely right. When we did move to Arizona, I noticed that my eyesight was decreasing very rapidly. I do have RP. And one fine day on the trails, in the middle of orientation and mobility training, so I knew what the white cane was supposed to do. Found ourselves in the middle of the backcountry one day, and the sun did set below the horizon, and I lost it all. I lost direct sunlight, shadows, I lost contrast and depth perception, and I was not having a good time. And I said, I don't belong out here. I can't do this. I need something. I don't know what, but I need something to help me continue to hike. So I took what little I knew about mobility canes and went to the local hiking house. Asked if they have, can you show me your blind hiking section? They got a good chuckle out of that and showed me things like first aid kits and flashlights. not exactly what I was looking for. So I actually ended up purchasing a set of trekking poles, and I took it to my laboratory, my garage, and went to town, modified what do I need as a blind hiker to keep me hiking and ambulating safely out in the backcountry of Arizona. A few years and a few iterations later, I'm very proud to present what we have here as the all-terrain cane, which is a three-section, super strong, lightweight, titanium, supportive mobility cane. And I like using the word supportive mobility cane in the same sentence, because it's a paradigm that I'm really shattering. I know we're not supposed to be leaning on our canes, but honestly, in the wilderness, I need support. I need something to hold on to, and this meets my needs. I've got a connection from my upper body to the ground to begin with. Well, let's use it. Let's use it for more than just obstacle detection. Let's use it to keep us safe and upright and active in the back countries. So yes, having the all-terrain cane in my hands for a year, what an epic success. It's keeping us active and out there in the wilderness and everywhere else we want to be, the beaches, the parks and playgrounds, the snowy environments, the muddy, slippery environments out there. Wherever I need support, I've got it with me all the time.
Let's talk about the audience and that person then. So this is for your perhaps more adventurous person, somebody who wants to feel more confident going hiking, going up hills and down dales,
You're absolutely right. It's almost a niche product, a niche cane, where there are people who do use it as an everyday cane, but it's really a strong, hefty piece of equipment. It does weigh, let's see, it's about 15 and a quarter ounces. Quick conversion, it's about 400 something grams. I'm sorry, I don't have that in my head. But for an everyday cane, it could tend to get a little bit on the heavy side for urban use. In the wilderness, in the backcountry, on the beaches, it's an epic success. But you're right, it really is more tuned for the more outdoorsy, more adventurous.
Right, so the sort of canes that our listeners will be familiar with are perhaps a little bit more lightweight, you know, for sort of pottering around the shops or, you know, going in for a coffee or whatever. This would be a little bit of overkill.
It really is. And it does have a 16-inch or 40-centimeter grip, so it will not fold small. It does fold to 21 inches. You know, small enough to fit into a carry-on, but as a cane that folds conveniently into somebody's purse, this is not the item. This is for outdoor use. It's rugged, and it folds along for a reason. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, so the all-terrain cane available from RNIB, but you haven't stopped there, Dave.
No, never satisfied. Here at CSUN 2024, we are debuting what we're referring to as the Urban Explorer. The Urban Explorer is really what I call the kid's sister to the all-terrain cane. She's adorable. From the top down, the Urban Explorer is a five-section supportive mobility cane, and she folds up to about 12 inches, so good and small. She still features the extendable grip, and the grip on the Urban Explorer does extend 6 inches, or about 15 centimeters, and it comes in four sizes, small, medium, large, and extra large. The small goes as small as 43 inches, and the extra large as tall as 64 inches. So that whole length is covered in four canes.
Listeners interested in hearing more about the all-terrain cane and the new Urban Explorer, where do we get that, Dave?
Information can definitely be found on our website, and that is awerewolfgear.com, and I'll spell that. That is AWAREWOLFGEAR.com. And I'll take you right to the cane sites, or you can get all sorts of great information on both the all-terrain cane and the Urban Explorer, as well as our various tips. We've got the dome tips, we've got our ball tips in five awesome colors. Check us out.
Sedona Dave, the pioneer of new mobility technology, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate the opportunity.